Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Putin pushes back on U.S. sanctions. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the U.S. to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia. Discussing options his country has to respond to the U.S. sanctions, Putin told an interviewer, "We have a large number of options. We are responding now because the Americans have taken this unprovoked step toward worsening U.S.-Russia relations to impose illegal actions and try to influence other countries, including their allies, which are interested in preserving and developing ties with the Russian Federation." University of Denver Russia scholar Jonathan Edelman on whether Moscow and Washington will be able to resolve their differences.
I think it's going to be very difficult because there's such an imbalance in terms of their economic capability, in terms of democracy versus authoritarianism.
The U.S. State Department deemed Putin's order as regrettable and an uncalled-for act. Voting in Venezuela's assembly election Sunday saw protests, violence, and deaths. President Nicolas Maduro says the vote was a success and that it was aimed at restoring peace and unity to the country. Now, the European Union is registering its dissatisfaction with yesterday's voting. Here's EU spokeswoman Mina Andreeva.
The European Union condemns the excessive and disproportionate use of force by security forces. The government of Venezuela has a responsibility to ensure respect for the rule of law and fundamental rights such as freedom of expression and the right to peacefully demonstrate.
And now Peru's government is organizing a meeting of Latin American foreign ministers on what it calls Venezuela's illegitimate vote